was able to do the walkthrough, go through some of the different looks, and then use the rest of the time to try to get ahead in treatment, just try to get a day ahead. And but able to be in all the meetings and, you know, got a good start on these guys mentally, which is important. Statistically, they're number one in all the main categories. But, their ability to create points themselves as a defense and certainly not giving up points. I guess those are probably two that jump out at you. But there's quite a list of others that are also impressive. We got to protect the privacy acts, you know, and all those things. So I'm doing various treatments in order to, you know, try to get healthy.
Peyton Manning talking about taking on Kansas City in Denver. Kansas City so far hasn't lost a game. Do you think they lose this time out? Well, that is a question that's interesting. And speaking of losing, it looks like the administration is losing on the battle to get people to embrace affordable health care, the ACA or a.k.a. Obamacare. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You do have a chance, if you want to guess the nail-the-score game, to do it during this segment here at the top of the show, the nail-the-score game, our fun little thing that we play each and every week to lighten the load. The computer chose New Orleans and San Francisco. So who do you think wins, the Saints or the 49ers? And what do you think the final score is going to be? You can throw in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Some of the guesses we have: Todd says the Saints 17-7. Jay says the Saints 28-14. And I said the New Orleans Saints as well, 27-21. So how about that? Nobody picking San Francisco. If you win, you win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, plus some other incredible prizes from our America Tonight prize closet. Speaking of winning, that's not what's happening as far as healthcare is concerned, as I said, with this rollout of Obamacare. In fact, they may give in, because that's what it would be, a give-in from the Democratic point of view, on the healthcare laws. Obamacare was rolled out. We know the calamity with the website and all of that. But now the bigger blunder for many people is the fact that they're losing their insurance. They were told they could keep their insurance by the president back in 2010 if they liked it. So nobody was worried about it that was individually insured. Now over 3 million people who have gotten cancellation notices are furious, and they are lighting up the phone line, sending emails to whoever their representative is. Somebody really feeling it is Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. She's in a fight, 2014, does not want to lose her seat, and knows that there's not a way around this unless she can tell them they can keep their plans. But how do you stuff the genie back in the bottle after you've already sent out the notices and the insurance companies are just following the new regulations? You have to change the regulations, and how could you do that? I mean, what is the avenue to fix this? They are talking about this night and day at the White House. In fact, that's what they're saying. We're going to work with Landrieu. We're going to figure out, you know, we're trying to come up with solutions to the cancellations. We're searching for what they're calling administrative solutions to the problem. So there's sort of an openness to legislation. What would that mean? What would that look like? And the numbers that were released by the health gurus, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was really the one who had to put the face on this. And it's 27,000 people managed to enroll for health insurance last month in 36 states. They were certainly relying on problems with the federal website and waiting to see when they could get back on. Enrollment numbers were over 106,000, but a big chunk of that is from states. So the state-run health exchanges got at least half of that. And now because the projections are lower, but part of that is because of the website, and pushing the date back before you would actually be fine to the end of March. Now, the second thing is the apology, the cancellations, all of that, and the White House meeting with some really upset Senate Democrats who have voters to answer to in 2014. So what is going to be the remedy for the bungled rollout? Because Kathleen Sebelius, certainly from her end, dropped the handoff. No doubt about it. And she says that. I mean, she said she apologized for what happened with the website. And, you know, with any website, I'll definitely give them this. There's going to be problems with websites when you put them together. But if it's me, and I'm the president, I would be furious over that, because that kick-started the whole thing and started the problem with the rollout of the ACC, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, really. But there are people who say their insurance is better. It's better because they're being offered other things. Most of them work for a good company and had a decent insurance already, and now they're just finding that they're getting maybe even a little bit of an upgrade. If you fall into that situation, we want to hear from you too. So it's not all if it's all good and it's not negative in your world, shoot us your thoughts on it, americatonight.net. Or if it's the other way, we're kind of keeping a little tally here to see what's happening to the people listening to America Tonight. I mean, there's no doubt we're at the cross section here of all kinds of different demographics and a lot of nooks and crannies, from the South and the Northeast to the West to the Southwest, Midwest, and beyond, so we can get a good picture of what people, a snapshot of what people are really feeling, not what's just being put out there, but really what's really, really happening. And there have been some people that have called the show that say, no, my health care is fine, but my neighbor, different situation. And this is also the problem with anybody tackling healthcare anyway, is it's such an individual situation. Everybody's health is different from the person next door. It's, you know, death and taxes. Nobody knows when their number's up, and what about diseases? And what about a few other things that we've seen with obesity rates and diabetes and all of that wrapped up in between? And there is the push for wellness, and how much of the wellness is covered under this new plan going into 2014. All right, so if you want to throw in a score guess, we're going to extend that. New Orleans or the 49ers for Nail the Score. You want to throw in on affordable health care, you can, or geez, anything else, it's wide open. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Her hair was hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, if you want to nail the score, again, we extended it. It's an unusual situation because we had an interview that we had to squeeze in into a segment where we normally would have kicked off Nail the Score. So lucky for all of you, if you just tuned in, here's the cool thing. Nail the Score goes like this. The computer randomly picked a game, the Saints and the 49ers. It's in New Orleans. That's where it's being played. Who do you think wins? Doesn't matter if you know football. You're just throwing a guess out. It's like circling lottery numbers. So who is it? Is it the Saints? Is it the 49ers? Sharon B says, my guess for the game is New Orleans Saints over the 49ers. Everybody's saying that. And she says 38-24. Thanks, Sharon. So americatonight.net, you can get it in that way as well. Or call us 855-266-5283. And if you want to sound off on healthcare, we're mixing all of that in between. We're throwing it into the big pot. You can certainly do that. All right, Jane in Michigan, you have the floor. Hey, Jane.
Hello, Kate. Good evening. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I have some interesting news. I work in a prison reentry program. And the GPS tether guys actually got solicited for signing up for Obamacare through their tether system. And when I first heard about it, I'm like, what? And then it became really obvious to me that how desperate they were to get people to actually sign up. So I'm kind of deducting that the initial sign-ups on this program are non-paying customers.
Right. That's what it sounds like. That probably that number we're saying, that's what the majority of it would be.
Exactly. These are the people who couldn't get insurance or get insurance for free.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because of a condition or something else, too. Yeah.
Exactly. The ones that were booted out of their program, which is something we needed to do something about.
Yes, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But, you know, to throw the baby out with the bathwater was ridiculous.
Right, and that's the problem. So what do you say? If you're in the middle class, which you're barely scraping, because the middle class is very different than what it used to be, you're the one that's being stuck. If you're wealthy, it's not, let's face it, I mean, you can afford the premiums or whatever. And if you're on the other end of it, it's okay. It's not okay, but it's because you've got, you know, not enough to live on. There's a way that you can get health care because you're getting it free, basically. But if you're in between, you're not getting it.
It's on the backs of the working people. Again.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
This is going to kill not only the middle class, but this is so un-American, the whole thing. I don't even believe that legally a contract that is not read is even legal. You know, the thought that the politicians actually did not even read this tells me that the insurance companies are the people who wrote it. They have the heyday going on right now. I mean, nobody talks about that.
You know what? The insurance companies did write it. They helped to write it. They helped to draft the legislation, yes.
Well, this is obvious. Mm-hmm. Nobody that works for our government is reading legislation anymore, even especially on the state level. We have so much being passed through the state that is written from lobby groups and special interest mm-hmm. groups and Fortune 500s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these politicians aren't even bothering to read it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, he had just a brilliant idea. We talked to him before he got elected, and then when he got elected, he thought there should be a period of reading a bill before you can vote on it.
Exactly.
So, you know, just
you have
to read it. Yeah.
I think there's something in our Constitution, actually, because I know there's something on the books of law that states something about contracts and the fact that, you know, that's why the mortgage companies, you know, how they send all the information. Well, there were new laws enacted that, oh, people are signing, but they're not reading it and they're not understanding it. So, you know, they got some leniency because evidently they didn't understand what they were signing.
Yeah.
I think that there's got to be something in the Constitution or something. I know there's legal contract definitions of liabilities on this kind of thing.
And yeah. But you know how that is? That's about interpretation. But I think there should be a reading period. I mean, for goodness sake, I understand about the logjam. I understand about people in and out. I understand about the logistics of whatever, but we can come up with a million excuses. Here's the bottom line. You have something like the health care that's so important because it affects Jane, every single one of us, no matter what the economic future and whatever happens to the generation behind us. So if that's what you're crafting, that's what you're voting on, then that's where everyone has to be alive and be paying attention and reading this and getting the questions answered, not their aides.
Well, and shame on Americans in general. Really, this is a big slap in the face to everyone in this country that waits until something affects them personally.
Yep.
Before they get involved.
Yep.
Before they get upset. I mean, I talked to so many people about all of this way, way before. I'm like, what is this country doing? Everyone is sleeping. Where is the American, you know, the people who fought, died for this country, for the rights, are rolling in their graves. We all stand up and want to applaud the veterans. It's nothing but a little powder puff statement because everything they fought for is going down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Shame on all of us. That's
yeah.
what I say. America, land of the free loader. That's what it is.
That was great, Jane. Thanks. Call us again. It's true. You know what? This is your country. We, the people. I don't care if you're independent, you want another party, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. You have a voice. You have a stake in this. You have maybe children, grandchildren, people that you care about where this is stuff that's going to affect them. It's going to affect their future. Who doesn't want affordable health care, good health care, the possibility of living a healthier life? It's the one crapshoot that we all have. Even if we do things where we're trying to be healthier, it doesn't guarantee anything. Yeah, my grandmother used to say to me when I was 10 or 12, and I used to think, oh, she's crazy. Why she's? I'd come in and I'd say, well, I did this in this tennis tournament. She'd ask me what I was doing. I did whatever. I mowed the lawn, whatever I was doing. And she'd say, you know, the most important thing that you have is your health. She used to always tell me that, your health. And I used to think, wow, I'm so super healthy. Why does she keep telling me that? And then it finally clicked that, I mean, this is it. There's no other game around. So they're messing around with our health. And you have to be involved in it. And if you think it's fair, and, you know, Jane said it right there. People should have health care. There's no denying that. And the pre-existing condition, amen. Amen, sister, because so many people have been jammed up and have gone bankrupt because of pre-existing conditions. So there, it's not that everything is terrible, but it's that so much of it is really crippling. And when you're telling people, yeah, don't worry, I know you're panicked. And she says what I always say on the show, nobody cares until it affects them. And then when it affects you, you wake up because you realize, wow, I need to really pay attention. I need to say, oh, I'm not playing, I'm going to go play video games. I'm going to go hang out and do whatever. I'm involved and I'm shutting down, closing down the shades, and I'm focusing on everything else because I don't want to hear about all the nasty things that are going on in the world. But it's important to pay attention because this is your future, your heir's future, and you got to be concerned about the generation behind, the generation in front of all of us. They were concerned about us. Isn't it supposed to get better every single time? So to get stuck with cockamamie laws and tough regulations that don't add up to better health care, affordable health care, is not good. And there should have been much more discussion over the specifics, not arguing, I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat, lining up against the wall, taking sides. No, what's really in this thing and what economically just won't work? That discussion, that needed to happen, and it didn't happen enough. Stay with us. We're climbing the wall. I'll meet you on the other side.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight, we appreciate the support. Got a ton of email to get to, and we're going to hit the mailbag coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's go out to Dave in the UK. Hey, Dave, you have the floor. How you be?
Hello, Kate. How you going?
Good, man. Thanks.
I don't know if somebody told you. I'd like to, if we can, cover two subjects tonight, if that's possible.
Go,
one of
go
being...
for it.
Well, I'd like to start with North Korea, which doesn't seem to be getting much press. The fact that the leader of North Korea ordered the public executions of 80 people this month. Okay. Maybe you've
I've talked about it. I mentioned it on the show a couple of times. Yeah, I thought it was shocking. You're right. It hasn't gotten very much attention. You know, I'm thinking the first time I saw it was a day or a couple of days ago in the UK paper I was reading, and the Financial Times had something about it, and it's huge. The firing squad. That's how they executed them.
Well, let me give you the short version that I found, published November 11th in the Los Angeles Times. I'll try to make it as short as I can, but we're talking about a gruesome public execution of 80 people in a stadium filled people of more than 10,000 residents of this particular place called Wulsan, a port in North Korea's eastern coast, which is significant when you get to the punchline here. they forced all these people to watch them, watch this gruesome execution of with machine gun fire, people chained or stuck on posts, and so riddled with bullets at the end that they couldn't identify the bodies. But here, I think, is where the significant part comes in, because it's not the first one. This is one of seven cities already that's happened to. Now, the paper that reported it said they couldn't verify their source, but it's obvious why they can't, because this guy would be killed who told him about it.
Sure.
Brought back. Okay, but here's, I think, the to me, which is the most significant part. Let me just skip to it now. Why it's happening. Apparently, the North Korean administration wants to turn this place and a few others into attractive places to attract foreign businesses and business people to spend money. And they want to make sure they're not going to have any problems with the local people. So it doesn't matter what the charge is. You know, it could be reading the wrong book, looking at a black market video from South Korea that maybe ridicules the regime. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as they just picked a whole bunch of people, entertainers, and stuck them on poles to kill them to point out what the message is. And the message is, don't mess with us. Really, it's not about religion or ideology. It's all about urban clearance and, you know, business. Nothing personal. That's, I think, the message of the whole thing. It's all about, and let me just tell you, let me just read the fine print here for you if I got a few seconds.
Right? Sure.
The South Korean newspaper, one of the largest and most influential, noticed that the executions occurred in cities where the communist leadership is attempting to create entities that can earn hard currency and may have been intended to intimidate workers who stray from the regime's dictatorial social structures. So it's kind of like the capitalization of the last holdout of communism.
Yeah.
In a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Capitalism at its worst.
Oh, it's awful.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Look, the insurance, Obamacare fiasco, whatever you want to call it, it's no doubt that one of the things, in hindsight, that probably Barack Obama should have done when he was talking about it, said instead of you can keep your insurance that you have now, maybe he should have just said you will still be able to buy private insurance. You don't have to join Obamacare, which would have solved at least one of the gigantic problems that were now suddenly circling around, beyond the fact that the website was poorly thought out. And the implementation certainly was barely thought out. But we really can't blame it all on the Democrats. After all, they were trying to please the GOP when they finally adopted this plan, after which the GOP refused to vote for it anyway, so they needn't have bothered. So I don't want to belabor the subject, but if they fix the website, still people I don't think will really rush to sign up. Some will. But people won't rush to sign up until the last minute, because it's just the nature of people. Human beings won't want to put their money on the line until the last minute when they have to. I've even had somebody tell me something else about cancellations of insurance policy. He said, well, this guy is an independent contractor. He works in software himself, and he has his own health insurance policy. And in the last 10 years, he's had it canceled and renewed with different conditions 4 times. So it's not uncommon for them to do that. The other thing that I want to mention is now one of the problems they have is they have to give the same policy, the same price of the same policy, whether the person is a man or a woman. And up to now, they've been able to gouge women because they typically always charge men less. And that's one of the conditions that they're going to have to adhere to if they're going to be able to compete with the Obamacare. Because they can still compete if they choose to.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know what? It is true about the female thing. Women have gotten gouged more than the men, yes.
Correct.
Yeah. There's no question.
But now they can only compete against four different varieties of insurance health insurance policies. There's the bronze, the silver, the gold, and I think they call it the catastrophic. As far as I know, that's it. So the only thing left to compete with is price and service, but that's it. They don't have, they can't do all this funny stuff, the fine print and, you know, the jiggery pokery and the shell game and this one's better for you. There is none of that left. It's printed in digital black and white right out on a website. Even if you can't get to the rest of it, you can read what the conditions of the policies are. And then you have to find out what your particular conditions are. And I've often had it pointed out to me that lots of people have signed up just by either going to the exchange or this guy, Butch Matthews in Arkansas, he got through to Blue Cross Blue Shield, told him what he wanted 2 days after it started. Somehow he got right through. And his own Blue Cross Blue Shield advisor said, oh, yes, this is a much better policy, Mr. Matthews. Not only that, we found out that you can save $13,000 a year and get a silver policy, which was much better than the one that you were getting from us before. So he's very happy with his product, and he's a real person, and he's a real Republican, and he's a real, or was very up to very recently, a very hardworking man. So not everybody has the same story about policies being, you know, everybody. Not everybody says the same thing.
I agree with that, Dave, because remember, this is what I've been saying. I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican. If you have a positive story, share it. You are the first person to call and share that kind of a story. I got one other email out of 50. So I do have to tell you, there are other people, Dave, that are getting jammed up by this, including in my own family. Although one person in my family says, hey, if I have to pay a little bit more, but I can help somebody else, I'm willing to do it. Another person says, why am I paying more? I don't understand it. So it is a unique thing to everybody's individual health plan. What is it? Are you insured through the company? Is it an individual plan? That's the thing. It's not straight across
the board. Are you a woman or are you a man?
Yeah, are you a woman or are you a man? Yeah, it really is.
A pre-existing condition is another thing. Yep. Listen, the guy's name is Butch Matthews. He lives in Arkansas. Up to a few years ago, he lugged soda pop cans cases around for a living at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you should read his story. I use DuckDuckGo, but you can do it with Google. Just Google his name, and you'll find the same story I found, Kate. Maybe you can call him up on your show.
Yeah.
He's a real human being.
Yeah, see what he has to say. And you know what, Dave, thanks for the call. We're going to say this on the heels of what Dave just said. If you have a positive story to share, listen, we want to hear that story because I've heard nothing but brutal stories. Like I said, including from my own family, I have an aunt, Aunt Nancy, who just turned 70. I swear she looks like she's maybe not a day over 60. And her insurance is going up. It's going up because it's changing, and it's changing, the coverage is changing, where she has to pay, you know, $40 more for an eye exam. She's got to pay $50 more for a copay. And remember, this is a fixed income person. And then I have another friend who had a similar thing happen, is only 35. Same thing, individually insured, absolutely. The premiums have doubled, and the deductible is much higher. And it's not affordable. It's just not affordable. I mean, Dave says, listen, there's another side to this. And what about women paying more? Which, that's true. Women have traditionally paid more. The pre-existing condition thing, none of us would argue with that. But all in all, I cannot endorse affordable care in the condition it's in. How about you? Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. but is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG a long time ago. LASIG.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LASIG smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LASIG.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you're always welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Maybe you agree with Dave in the UK, and you find the silver lining in the Affordable Health Care Act. Or you agree more with me, and you see what's happening overall with the system. Listen, this was all about getting a single-payer system. It really was. And ultimately, that has not happened yet, but I think that's the goal down the road. And, you know, time will tell. This is the legacy of the president. What happens 10, 20 years from now? But right now, when you're paying more and you're really on a fixed income or you're stretching your budget, it's that in-between person. It's the middle class that it's not affordable for. Good insurance through a company improving is a good thing, and maybe some people are having that happen right now, but how long is that going to stick around? Anyway, so if you want to throw in, you can. Of course, when we go to the mailbag, lots of people have plenty of things to say about health care. And with that, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this first one from Tall Joe. I like that. Tall Joe. And Tall Joe says, Kate, everyone's complaining about the Affordable Care Act, but I say kudos to Obama because at least he tried to do something. Those nasty Republicans want to talk, but yet they don't offer a solution. So, Mr. Speaker of the House, if you're so smart, what's your solution? Okay, so the solution is, and I thought I've said this. I thought the solution was, what about the competition and erasing the state lines to begin with? That would have been, that is the problem all along. Part of this is the stranglehold with insurance, but stranglehold with the regulations now on the insurance. So it's not completely the insurance company's fault at this point. To me, that's the bigger, you know, that's the big thing here. And I believe that's what Boehner is saying as well. I think I've heard him say that before, the competition, the state lines, being able to do that, and that would have been the way to do it, and also not forcing people to get insurance. And then others would argue, well, that's part of the problem because you're already paying, but I don't see it that way. I think forcing people at gunpoint to get insurance isn't the way to go. Unless you're going for a single-payer system and you say, boom, health care for all, this is the way it is, sorry, here it is. If you want to upgrade, upgrade on your own, which is what happens in England and other places. If they don't like their minimal coverage or because they have to wait so long or they have to get in line in Canada for surgeries that are elective surgeries, then they get an upgrade. They pay for the upgraded insurance. And this seems to me, this is, you know, pretty much where we're headed. All right, this next one is from Sarah, who says, boy, Obamacare in my neighborhood, that's all anybody is talking about. That's all they're talking about is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. I'm just almost sick of it, Kate, except for that it affects my family because I have a big family. I was blessed with four children, and our insurance is going sky high, and it is not affordable. If we made a little bit less, I mean, my husband makes decent money, but he doesn't make huge money. He's not making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we are in what you call the so-called middle class. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. The middle class is disappearing, and it's happening on Obama's watch. And listen, I'm a Democrat, and this is what I'm seeing being rolled out before my very eyes. Okay, so I think the same thing. I think the middle class is being erased. And the middle class means, you know, somebody who is making $70,000, $75,000, because then you figure taking taxes out, whatever. And how many kids do they have? It's just not this, you know, poverty, they say, is 45,000 or less, but not so, and especially in bigger cities, it's a little bit higher than that. So there's a number, and when you don't meet that number, if you truly are struggling, then the healthcare system is probably right because you can get that free coverage. But if you're in the middle class and struggling, you're not extravagant, you're not blowing money every day on the drive-through and throwing it out the window, squandering it away, you're just living a normal life with a few little adventures here and there, like going to the movies, but you're going to the dollar movie. People really are feeling that. I don't think it's a myth. This is what's happening. And especially if you have children, you feel it even a little bit more, and depending on the amount of children you have. I guess this is it. I mean, the good days, what, were the 70s and the 80s, maybe part of the 90s, and now, forget it. You're on the boat, and everybody's rowing in the same direction. And, hey, if you get lucky and you get to be the captain of the boat, or you get to be the first officer, or you get to be maybe even the first mate, you're doing okay. But anything below that, you're in the lower decks, and you cannot get ahead, especially when you get strangled by massive taxation and health care that you can't afford. But can you afford not to have it for something catastrophic, especially with children? Unless you work for a company that really still has a good plan, because they have so many people on the plan, or it's that in between where it's worth it for them It just depends. It really does. It just depends on your individual situation. But I think that middle class is the one that's getting jammed up the most. And it is the biggest, too, by the way. All right, here's one from Ken who says, way to go. I totally am impressed with what I've been hearing on your coverage of Obamacare. I like the fact that you're not pulling any punches. And I have to say that he's going to have to cave and fix this health law or go down in flames. I don't know that he's going to be impeached. I agree with you on that. But I don't believe that this can continue to go on. And this may be the thing that tips the apple cart in the opposite direction, because I've never seen so many people so upset by anything as I have seen with affordable health care. Well, it's that individual insurance policies canceled. This whole thing that your coverage is better, if you're paying the same, if they canceled your policy, you got a new policy, and everything was the same as far as the cost, your deductible was the same, your premium was the same, and then there was added things into it, well, yeah, that's things that you want or things that are just available to you, cool. And you're paying the same, then you're not, that's not a bad thing. But if you're being sold this whole thing that you're getting better health care coverage, but then you're not because you're being offered things that don't even relate to you or anyone in your family, and they're on the insurance too, then it's not an upgrade that's worth it for you. So it goes back to the individual again. And that's what I'm seeing in all of my emails. Keep them coming. If you say thumbs up, and we've heard that Rick in Illinois says it's good, that his coverage is actually better. Nothing's changed for him. Dave in the UK gave us an example saying thumbs up. If you think thumbs up, I'm not discouraging you. I want to hear the story and why it is good. And, of course, everybody else that wants to whine, you can do that too as well. Just send it to us at americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.